Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 150, recorded on September 20th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And we've made it to 150 episodes, everybody.
Woo! Confetti, confetti, streamers.
Oh, you remember this guy.
It's a party up in here, and every party has to have someone who is internet famous, and we got it tonight. Internet famous, we got Blame the Controller! What up, Blame?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What is up? Congrats on 150.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're proud. Can you tell?
Proud Papas.
Of what?
It's kind of like when you've eaten a lot of, say, Taco Bell. And you go and you spend all day with an aching stomach, and then you hit the bathroom, and you really produce a masterpiece, and it's like a little baby, and you're proud of it, and you almost want to take pictures and put them on, like, Instagram, but then you know maybe that's not a good idea. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Look at this Instagram! Taco Bell in the can!
Nice.
So how you doing, Blame? What you been up to?
I've been up to a lot. Lots of stuff.
I've been seeing lots of stuff flying across your channel. You're doing big stuff.
I'm trying to. I obviously do a lot of the Minecraft stuff, but I've been trying to reach out into other gaming stuff as well. I've been trying a lot of like Smite and other some indie games and things like that.
Might on. Have you tried the old 7 Days to Die yet?
I have not. I have actually. No, I haven't even looked at that game.
It's a very alpha.
Very alpha.
But it would be good for a few videos until they get to alpha 2.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's anyway, like a, that's another. Yeah. It's kind of like Minecraft and DayZ put together. That's the only reason I'm mentioning this. Yeah.
Like a scary Minecraft.
Genre. Yeah. So but it's fun.
So, Blame the Controller, you are in Minecraft, for those who don't know. And so do you have any crazy stories of anything that happened lately?
Mm. on the server?
Yeah.
It sounds like you already thought of one. Just say that one. Whether it's on the server or not, we want to hear it.
What is it?
Whatever you thought of something.
I don't know. This well, for people that don't know, when we reset the server for season 4, it's UHC mode now, so health doesn't regenerate, and you know you gotta either use, well, when we first started, everybody was using like golden apples, and then we finally made our trek into the Nether, and we started getting potions. Eventually, we killed the Ender Dragon and a Wither as a group. So now we got a nice little beacon with regen, but it's certainly challenging, because normally you just, you know, stuff your face with beef or chicken or whatever the heck you got on you, and you can, you know, take whatever damage when you're caving and stuff, and it's not a big deal. But when UHC mode is on all the time, it's like you have to be a little more aware of what's going on. You can't just be completely reckless and just like smash through, but It's definitely interesting.
Awesome. So what about all the prank situations? Have you been pranked?
You know, I have never been pranked on the server.
Never?
Oh, you hear that? Never. Everybody, so
you're
on
wide
my track,
open.
I have No one has ever pranked me on the server. I've done a couple of pranks, but I have never been pranked myself.
Do you know why? Because they know that you'll crush them under your heel. You'll be like, prank me, will you?
Now I might have a couple planned. Nice. But I can't give anything out right now.
See, I can already see this. Like people do the pranks where they like put chickens in your house and they're like, oh, I pranked you. Blame like makes a map, puts it up online for people to download, waits till you play it, and then puts some weird command blocks in just to mess with you. That's why they don't prank them.
Nice.
Let's see, some of the pranks I did. I think the last one that I did was, it was for Doc. Doc M used to be a pro basketball player, and he was talking about his play and whatnot, and you know how he wanted to train again. So I thought, I'll just build a big ass basketball hoop, and I tried to make him a court, and I made the ugliest basketball in the history of basketballs. It was terrible. making a spherical object in Minecraft is so difficult, especially on a small scale. So
yeah.
True. I don't want to ever ugliest make a basketball.
Although so, as far as like custom apps and stuff do go, I do have a build team called the Broken Buttons. Some of them might be in the chat right now, but we are taking applications. So if somebody's a good builder and you want to join the build team, we got some pretty awesome projects that are coming up that people are going to want to be a part of, that's for sure. And we also have a couple of maps coming out too. So I can't give out any details on that, but some pretty cool stuff that's going to be coming out.
Can I give out details?
No, you cannot.
He told me. I got secrets. Yeah. I'm going to wait. Here, close your ears for a second, Blame. Okay, so he's got this map. Yeah. This thing sounds incredible. And what it is that it's... I won't do it. I won't do it to you, Blame.
It's got clowns in it.
But just wait. Wait, it's coming out. It's I can't wait to play it myself. Hopefully we'll be allowed to.
We just finished the trailer for it, which I think came out really, really good, like really good. So a lot of time, like when I try to release a custom map, I try to make a good trailer for it. My team makes fun of me because the hunted trailer wasn't really much of a trailer and it sucked. But like some of the other stuff, like the Kingdom of the Sky ones and Alucard, like we want to make our maps that and have the trailers kind of look like a movie trailer. So it's a lot more than just like here's some screenshots and here's some brief footage of the map. We want to make it look really, really good, and some of the best map makers all do that sort of stuff. And
right, and
not to give anything away, but did you show like images of like Taco Bell babies in the trailer by any chance?
Does that mean something?
No,
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, from the top of the show. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
No, that's good.
I was trying not to listen or remember.
I'm trying to purge that from my memory.
Yeah.
And we met Blame, I guess, like 2.5 years ago at like POC. You going to POC next year?
If I can afford it. I mean, my financial situation at this moment is tight, shall we say.
Hey, so. I know that feeling.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you.
We all do.
You know what I got to do? Like, I talked to Eric previously about, cost of living and stuff. And it's like, I am basically paying double where I live, what you guys are paying.
Yeah.
So
you're moving down here.
My goal. Yeah. My goal is to start actually saving some money. Because right now I'm basically paying the bills and that's it. So I want to save some money and then I want to move the hell away so that I can live in an area that will be a lot cheaper to live.
Well, just
because right now I'm just getting destroyed, man.
I'm throwing this out here because we've got like this compound here. It's got studio space, green screens, cameras galore, us. I'm trying to get Bebop to move over here from Texas. Like, screw Texas. How hot is Texas? Like, at least,
yeah.
At least you're wet here when it's that hot.
Yeah.
Texas is awesome, man. Texas is on. Texas is near the top of my list, I got to say.
Oh,
income tax.
You're moving
in
with Bebop.
No state income
tax.
Yeah,
but you have other taxes there. There's no income tax, but there's other taxes there. Property taxes, that kind of stuff.
Breathing tax.
Gun tax. You got to have 3 guns, I think.
Walking tax.
Walking tax, yeah. There is a Minecraft tax there, too. They don't like people playing Minecraft there for some reason. I don't know.
I think it's time to hit a button. I think we should hit a button.
Oh, you think so?
I do.
You do, do ya? You do, do ya?
Our journey.
We have some sponsors for the show.
We
Is that
do.
Goofy, by the way?
No, it's my own stupid voice.
Our first sponsor, we have an individual sponsor. It is from Brachiate Cub.
Brachiate,
and he says, Mr. Whipple, please don't squeeze the shaft. Old people will get this one, right, Wes? Yes.
Mr. Whipple.
Yes, we get it.
That's a Charmin reference, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Mr. Whipple.
Freaking Mr. Whipple.
Yeah.
What a weirdo that guy was.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
He'd be like squeezing it while he tells you not to squeeze it. Yeah. Like, but you're squeezing it. He's like, oh, I am.
And he was thinking dirty thoughts about his Taco Bell baby.
Yeah.
You guys are old.
It's true.
Yeah, we're old too.
True stuff. So we also have a sponsorship here from Psycho Chickens. Read this one, Eric.
I do daily FTB episodes. Also, retro PC games in my well-spent youth series. That sounds cool.
Cool.
Well-spent youth. Did you have a well-spent youth, Wes?
I did. I like to think I did.
And
it include FTB?
It did.
At all?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That wasn't in my youth.
Oh. Okay.
That was in my mid-20s, I think.
Oh.
And we have one last one here from Lothgow, who says, happy birthday. Give me some horns, Eric.
I have a slide whistle. Oh.
No, I meant the party horn.
Oh, I was going to say I don't have a trumpet here or anything.
Wow.
Birthday bell.
Oh, yeah, I got a triangle.
Happy birthday to the best Minecraft players I know, my kids, OzzyCat13 and SuperBubba01. Sounds like they live near us.
SuperBubba01.
So,
awesome.
Ozzy and SuperBubba, this one goes out to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to OzzyCat13. Happy birthday, SuperBubba01, from Lothgow, rhymes with cow, rhymes with right now, which is when we're doing a song about your birthday. Happy birthday.
Too beautiful.
I like that on the end.
Always end it with a triangle, though.
Indeed.
Ding.
So, our journeys. What have you been up to? Blame the controller. And or, what do you have planned for the future?
Oh, God. Hold on.
He's holding a cat.
So fat. She's like 20, 25 pounds. She's
oh,
fat.
That's a large cat.
Trying to get her on a diet. Anyways, let's see. What I've been doing? Making lots of YouTube content for sure. The Minecraft stuff, and like I said, I've been doing some other things too, like Rogue Legacy, Payday, FTL. FTL is pretty fun. I've been doing a lot of it's a type of game called roguelike, where like FTL, Rogue Legacy, there's another one called Tower of Guns that I'm probably going to pick up soon as well. There are games where they're brutally hard, and when you die, you're pretty much, that's it, you're done. And a lot of it is randomly generated. Oh, also Paranautical Activity, which is a kind of a voxel-based shooter. It's like Quake and Cube World. Well, yeah, it's basically Quake and Cube World mashed together. So Cube World with guns and fast music is pretty much what Paranautical Activity is.
Oh, that sounds
cool. And of course, I've played Dota and Smite and what have you, but I'm just trying to grow the channel. I'm about to hit 100,000 subs, which is... It's a crazy number.
It is.
I mean, I remember when I first started my channel, and I was unbelievably excited when I hit 1,000 subs. To believe that there was 100,000 people out there that all clicked a little subscribe button to me is an amazing thought. And I'm just really happy that I can do it. And I'm also, you know, working on some other projects that I can't mention. And you'll just have to wait and see because they're really cool. And then, Eric, you're working with me on one of those projects.
Yeah.
That's coming along.
Yeah. Hopefully we wrap that up soon. I can't wait to see what it's going to turn into. I don't even know how much to say. I'm just like, yeah, I'm totally excited.
Well, what can you say, Eric? Tell us all about it.
I can do this. I can hit my triangle a few times. That's weird. About it. Sorry.
It's I haven't said anything to anybody about it. So, but then you know we got the custom build team, Broken Buttons. We've been making some maps and stuff, and we've got some. Like I said, we have some really big projects coming out that should be really good that people would probably want to be involved in. So if you're, like I said, if you're a good builder, you can go to blamingthecontroller.com and apply to join the build team.
And
but really I'm just trying to grow my channel and make a living. So. Yeah.
And if you're a bad builder, just go screw yourself. I think that's what he's saying.
Hell, baby.
Now we do have, two sponsors that I didn't scroll down and see here. So I guess we can go ahead and do those too.
Throw them in.
So the first one is MoxieCraft, who says, listen to the Shaft and play MoxieCraft. Join our fun and growing community at mc.moxiecraft.com. Do you have Moxie?
I do.
Wes does.
Oh, dang it. I don't.
You don't?
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. I just found it.
And then, on the floor. And this is our next is from Wallach, who says, great show, guys. My server with Temple Run, Skyblocks, Infected, etc., played on by Aussies and other, is mc.obsidianloft.com. And there will be links to all these in the show notes, so you can go check those out.
Yes.
By Aussies,
As reference for people who want to sponsor the show, thank you so much. Make sure you go to that link, deadworkers.com/sponsor. It should take you to the new page. We do have some old PayPal like forms out there somewhere that I got to track down and kill, because we don't use those anymore. Like we still get the money. We just don't get the notice like we do for these. I want to make sure we get everybody's sponsorship out there is what I'm saying.
True. True.
And thank you everyone for sponsoring. So what, go on, Eric.
So I was noticing that you put up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 videos today, Blaine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Sorry. I have to do that. Six? Did I put up 6 videos?
Videos today. That's wild. That's
holy moly.
Well, yeah, but the thing is one of them was a goofball video, which was at like 5 in the morning. And then another one was just the announcement of the Shaft podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I only put up.
What do you mean just the announcement?
It was a glorious announcement.
Exactly.
For episode 150.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, what I typically do is I try to put up one video every 3 to 3.5 hours. Because people are in all different time zones and stuff. So, yeah. Plus, you know, not everybody likes the same kind of content. So the people that like Minecraft can watch Minecraft. People that like FTL can watch that. I did manage to get a Hearthstone beta key. One of my incredibly awesome fans sent me his Hearthstone beta key. Like, he didn't send me an extra one. He sent me his. So gave up playing the game to give it to me so that I can put it on my channel, and name it Hellgate79. Awesome guy. So I've been playing a bunch of Hearthstone as well. Do any of you guys, you got beta keys for Hearthstone?
No.
I'm hoping to get that and Landmark for the EQ Next in the next month.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll be able to play some then.
I did get a Hearthstone beta key, but I'm supposed to give it away. Like, and I was going to give it away.
Heartbreaker.
Why?
Oh, you're supposed to go.
Like, you're sitting there wanting to play a game, and you're like, I gotta give this to you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's somebody
no,
gave
I think
it.
It's great.
Somebody gave it to me to give away.
Yeah.
And I was gonna, and who knows? Maybe we'll give it away in the chat room after the show.
Or maybe we'll just crack it open and play it ourselves.
That's what we'll do after the after
give
the
it
show.
Away to Eric
in the chat room.
Eric loves giving it away.
We'll give away the Hearthstone beta.
Why didn't we get one from PAX? Were they not giving them away there, like at the booth?
Did we go to the booth?
Yeah.
We looked at the booth, and then the line was so large, we walked by.
Yeah, I figured they'd just like throw it at you. Like, you walk by, and they just wad it up and just throw it at
you. Well, let me ask you this. Is your WoW account active?
No, not anymore.
I wonder if they go there first. Did you go in and check Hearthstone for the beta?
No.
Go do that, because they're letting people into beta. It's not like
I did sign up,
key.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't have an active account, so they say screw you, Eric.
It's the people that are giving them money currently.
Yeah.
Well,
I
think this was mentioned in a Penny Arcade comic, and I have a feeling they're going to do it. And I understand why they're going to do it, but it's going to be basically, like, in order to get a certain rare card or collectible or something, like, you have to beat this dungeon on hard, or you have to beat this raid in World of Warcraft, or maybe you have to beat something on Diablo, and then you get, like, a Hearthstone card. So, I mean, it's smart marketing, by all means, but...
I think it's
like,
evil.
I don't know.
Evil, unless they went free to play with WoW.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen ever.
I think it's going to happen.
They're making too much money.
I think they need to get more people in, because I think that they are making a lot of money, but man, every quarter they lose another 2-3 million people. I mean, sure, you still have, you know, 8 million people, but a few more quarters, a WildStar comes out, you know, another couple MMOs come out.
Yeah, and they'll be driven out. And they'll be forced to.
So I think you'll see within the next year, and maybe they'll even announce it at BlizzCon.
The next year?
I think they'll go free to play.
I was thinking they're going
to
be around until like the 20s.
Oh, they'll be around forever. I mean, there's nothing going to kill WoW or the game.
Yeah.
I mean, EverQuest is still going. 20 expansions.
Yeah.
Probably 10 people play. But they're still going, right? So WoW's going to be here forever. But I'm saying at some point I think they'll go free to play and then be able to go, we've got 20 million players now, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden people are like, oh, well, I'll try it out because now it's free to play.
Yeah.
And I have 5 accounts.
Ruffians.
Anyway, that's
anyway,
completely different
Minecraft.
Game.
Yeah.
We're talking about everything but Minecraft somehow. So we're going to get into the news and talk about the updates and everything, and but I just wanted to say that I was having a really good time with this newest snapshot, and I went in and did a lot of experimentation with the new shaders, and they're really cool. So I made a snapshot video. It's on our channel, and I want to show each. I kind of wanted to give a little description and kind of in depth explain each shader and, you know, and what it really is and what it's doing, instead of, you know, doing a video where, oh, that looks cool, I wonder what that's doing, instead of posing questions, just, you know, with my knowledge of video, which basically all the shaders are mainly just post-processing video effects, I was like, hey, I actually know
something, you know, like I know what's going on. So I made a video about it, and so I had a good time. Also played a lot around with all the other stuff, the borderless maps, you know, and all the other little features and stuff like that. But decided that the shaders were the coolest thing, and so we made a video on that. And that was kind of my week, really, was that, because I don't know. I think 1.7 is shaping up to be pretty cool. If the shaders are, if you can modify them a little more and they're less, right now they're just kind of, I guess, just, I mean, there's no setting. It's like you get this effect and that's it. There's no sliders or anything. I even tried to hack the game. I opened up the JSON files.
Hacker!
And fiddle with different values and then put the files back in the jar. But somehow it ignored everything that I did because I wanted to make some really cool, unique stuff. But somehow, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it wouldn't let me mod it. But so... whatever.
Well, it must have been pretty good because Sasha Varel, a good friend over at the Minecraft forum, put it up on the front page.
Yeah. So yeah, I got a tweet from Daniel Kaplan from Mojang, and he watched it and liked it. He Bebop Vox, and I mean, it was instantly a hit. So I'm like, well, it's really, I like doing videos for snapshots, and me and Brent were talking earlier. We're like, well, why don't we just do more? You know, even if the snapshot is less than great, just do it anyway. That's the challenge. I like challenges. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, yeah. Well, so I think I'm on a roll with that.
I mean, just it really is probably one of the, I don't know, maybe not the most boring things in the world, but an option to a game. Slider. You know what I mean? It's like option of the video options. That's in-game stuff that doesn't appear...
right.
To be exciting.
Yeah.
But you made it exciting and interesting.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I let the comments say. Like, everybody says, oh, this is so good. We like it. People are sharing it and liking it. Obviously, this is something that they want to watch. And obviously, this is something we must be good at because they're liking it. And we enjoy doing it. So it kind of seems dumb not to do these videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, aside from that, what we do is, of course, like adventure maps and mini games and stuff like that. But I don't know. I kind of like these little informative videos. They're fun.
They are fun.
So expect some more of these suckers.
And I've been doing, just put out the next Abbott Copeland episode this morning.
Yeah, you've been chugging away with these.
Slumlords. You get to see me try to make villagers have babies.
Oh, and what happened last episode?
Some villagers died. Yeah.
That was sad.
I don't want to give anything away, but villagers
met
their end. So I'm trying to repopulate the village, and so you can go see how that looks. So I've been having a lot of fun. It's really like just going back in, playing vanilla Minecraft again. It's just always a new experience, and I'm staying on the latest one. Like I'm on the 37B?
38A now.
38B. Well,
or 38C
now. I'm on the B.
Okay.
Or at least at the time when I recorded, I went to the latest. Whatever. Every time I record, I'm moving to the latest one. No matter if it messes up the world, I don't care.
That keeps it fresh, you know.
Yeah. So I got flowers, like sunflowers. Like, holy, what the? What were these things?
Yeah, those are good looking.
So,
I like this.
It's been a lot of fun. So, yeah.
That's cool. Very nice.
What about you, Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wesley West.
I have had a weird week, and it has nothing to do with Minecraft at all.
Why was it
played,
weird?
I played a lot of odd games, and I Blame have been poking around with some indies and stuff.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, nothing, you know, really, you know, worth talking about on here, but I've been playing lots of games. But I've been wanting to get back on the Shaftlands, but, like, I don't think about it until, like, right before I want to go to bed. And I know that, like... I should, if I get on the Shaftlands, I should like be energetic and social, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and get ready to
teleport,
be followed around,
and to teleport to everybody's houses and see their beautiful house. So anyway, but I am going to work on getting on the Shaftlands this week. I keep getting tweets where people are like, "You should get on the Shaftlands," and I'm like, "You're right. I'm a bad person."
Me too. Let me know if you're jumping on.
Jumping on.
Yeah, because I'd like to jump on, too.
And there was also, SRJ26 sent in a new song to do. So I'm trying to learn the actual song so I can sing the parody of it.
Nice.
As well. But it's kind of out of my register in some places. So.
Uh-oh.
So we may have to, get Kesha kick to me in the nuts it. Or something while I'm singing. See how that goes.
We could try that. One last thing we're planning. I think this might be cool. I found this cool racing map in Minecraft.
Ooh.
And I want us all three to play it. And I want to put a, size up all of our screens so that you can see all of our screens on the, in the video at once, like a multi-screen thing. So you could see us all racing. And then have like who's in first place, put like a gold frame or something around it. I want to edit up something really cool to basically make it look like we're playing like Mario Kart or something, right? Like on a console.
Yeah.
But this is Minecraft and we're all in our separate homes or whatever. So that's kind of what we have cooking up is like this cool Minecraft racing video.
I thought who was on second.
No, what's on third?
Okay, and now we can hit another button.
Old man jokes again. God.
Speaking of old man jokes.
Old man jokes?
You can get a free trial to Netflix if you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. It's good for a full month. You watch all the
sure
TV and videos. That you can stand. I've been watching Continuum, finishing. I didn't realize there's only one season.
Two now. Two's not on Netflix, I think.
Right. I didn't realize only one. Like, when you said two seasons, I was like, I'm all ready for the second season.
Oh, and you're like, where is it?
It's all like showing me previews for Orange is the New Black. And
It'll be on there.
I'll watch that, but I really want to see Continuum.
I started watching Orange is the New Black, and I can't stop watching it. I watch at least
so good.
I watch at least one or two episodes when I lay down and go to sleep.
So good.
And it's excellent.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah?
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, stuff on Netflix. It's
a Netflix original.
Yeah, it's about a normal suburban woman who ends up going to prison.
Who didn't really do anything bad per se.
Well,
that she didn't really know about. Like,
yes, she knew everything.
Well,
just pay attention.
It's great.
Yeah,
I thought it was a slapstick comedy thing, and I'm like, I'm not really in the mood for that. But it's funny, but it's a drama.
Yeah, it's done by the guy
really
who did
good.
Weeds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's that dry humor that's really
exactly,
good.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I've been watching the new season of Arrested Development. And it's much different than the rest of the television show, but it is bitterly, bitterly funny at times, and I'm really enjoying that. And then I've been watching the fifth season of Fringe.
Yeah, Fringy.
And I noticed they got the second season of Once Upon a Time on there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I've been watching?
What?
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan? What's that?
Yeah, it's an anime where giant genderless Titans eat people.
Nice.
It's actually it's one of the best animes I've seen in quite a while. So, I don't watch. Funny thing, I really don't watch any TV anymore. I mean, I watch Burn Notice, and that's done.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Burn Notice. What about Breaking Bad?
I never watched Breaking Bad. Like,
it's
not even
on
a single
Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
I do not have Netflix, I think I know where I can get a free trial.
If you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, you can get a free 30-day trial. There you have it.
There it is.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So, Snapshots and releases.
Snapshot!
This week saw the pre-release of 1.6.3 and then the full release of 1.6.4, mostly minor bug fixes, although the most important fix has removed the problem of structures not saving correctly. More stuff went on in the 3.13W38 snapshots, though. Numerous improvements to the video settings. The super secret settings, which you can watch our video on. And if you hang a map in an item frame, the map will cover the entire block face as if the item frame wasn't there. Dinnerbone says that Zisto wanted this, so it happened. So there.
blame Zistow. And Bebop Fox has been honored with a Diamonds to You achievement. Just throw a diamond at another player to grab it, and you'll get this awesome achievement dedicated to Bebop Vox. That's holy crap awesome.
That is awesome. Pretty cool. And you can zoom out of the achievement window. You can zoom out, and you can see that there's more there and everything, so it's easier to navigate. Also, in the video settings, there's like mint mapping, and there's anti-aliasing. There's also you can tell it how many chunks to load in the distance, which is cool.
Yeah.
Instead of just like near, far, or whatever, you can tell it exactly how many chunks you want rendered and loaded.
Yeah. There's a rumor that there's an achievement also that if you dig out a 10x10 area and then dance with skeletons in it, you'll get the Unlock the Dead Workers Party achievement.
Yeah.
I'm not positive about that, but it's rumored.
Yeah. There's also a Poop Blocks achievement.
Poop Blocks. Well, it seems that owners of the Minecraft Xbox 360 edition have been experiencing a rather unique bug in their game, now addressed by 4J in Title Update 13. Amongst numerous bugs whacked by the team was one which caused the heads of chickens and ocelots to spin right the way round.
Right.
Spin round, you right, right round, baby, right, right round. Like
a record,
sorry,
baby.
Like an ocelot or a chicken baby, right. The full list of bug fixes can always be found at the official Xbox 360 magazine website, and as always, it'll take a week or two for the update to go live.
Sweet.
Next, we have some Scrolls news. This Sunday, the electronic...
Scrolls!
This Sunday, the Electronic Sports League, or ESL, is running a tournament called the Scrolls Opening Cup, or SOC, with the first place winner getting an awesome prize from Mojang. That lucky winner will receive a piece of Scrolls artwork by Henrik Karnalaisa Pedersen, along with an exclusive ESL avatar head, 3 months premium ESL membership, and 25,000 in-game gold for Scrolls. There are 3 more great prizes available, so head on over to the ESL website for more details and to sign up. Deadline for signups is 10:59 Central on Sunday, which is probably before the show airs if you're listening to it on YouTube or your favorite iTunes delivery service thing.
Is it coming in vans now?
Yeah.
Like, all bunch of colors.
Carrier pigeon.
If you want it, we'll deliver it that way. Oh. RSS pigeon.
Yep. So to celebrate the launch of Minecraft, the unlikely tale of Marcus Notch Person, and the game that changed everything on Tuesday, November 5th, the authors, Linus Larsen and Daniel Goldberg, are having an interactive event in Brooklyn.
Wow.
The NYU Game Center is playing host to this one-of-a-kind event on Thursday, November 7th. So that's the week after MineCon.
Yeah.
At 7 p.m. Eastern, featuring a reading and discussion of the book, Q&A, and a hands-on Minecraft session. Just in case you haven't played enough Minecraft, you can now play it at this book session. For more details, including the address of the venue, head on over to the Seven Stories Press website, and this link will be in the show notes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
It's Notch's Cinderella story.
So something that's not cool and has to do with Notch and our good friend Daniel, or C418, he tweeted out this week that the IRS was suspecting of doing some dirty tax stuff. It seems the IRS started researching Daniel had found a wiki, which gave his age as 27 rather than 24, as he had reported on his tax reports. So suspicions were aroused, and then they went so far as to suspect him of hiding Notch's money hat. C418 added, but the people I dealt with were super nice about it, so in the end, it was just very interesting discussions about my weird life.
So that's weird. I saw that when that happened. That's cool that's in here. Thank you, Astrogali and Crystal Crow, for doing our show notes, of course. But I saw that he tweeted that. So the IRS is like, I don't know, playing Minecraft. And then they were like, hey, wait a second, I have an idea. So they look up C418 on the wiki, and they see that he's 27, and they're like, huh, it says here he's 24. Secret Notch money.
Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true, right?
Yeah, and of course the wiki's
Bonjour.
Wrong. The wiki's wrong, and there's no Secret Notch money.
Well, and is this like the U.S. IRS, or is this like Germany's IRS?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, I thought the IRS was American. I don't know.
Is
there an IRS over there?
C-418 lives in America. He's German.
He's German,
he's
yeah.
German. So, like,
so it's like the German IRS, I guess.
Oh, are they all called the IRS everywhere?
Oh, well, it's Internal Revenue Service. I mean,
okay, so the German IRS?
I don't know who it is, but they're stupid. Take money from me. I'm screwed this year. Hopefully it's not the U.S. one, or I need to start a wiki where it says Britain makes absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And you should give him money. Anyway.
Well, that's a lot of jumping to conclusions, though. I don't know. That's wrong. But they were nice about it, and everything is fine. And maybe the wiki is now fixed, and it says that he's 24 rather than 27. Maybe.
If not, go do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a crap ton of news. Let's get through this. So the next one here, 57 Digital, creators of the Minecraft Papercraft Studio, have come up with a rather odd follow-up app, Minecraft Skin Scanner. What you do is this. Use the app to print out a template, color it by hand, use the app again to take a photo of the printout, and it converts it to a skin you can upload to Minecraft.net or make a papercraft from it if you have the earlier app. The question is, why? Astra says. He lives only 20 miles from the devs, and he should totally go and ask them what they were thinking.
Well, I mean, you know, you might have a kid. You might say, hey, here, color your thing, you know, and we'll make that your skin.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Get somebody really awesome who like, you know, to do some pretty colors and stuff. And
I bet Joel would love this for his classroom.
Yes.
Print them out, hand them out to the kids, and then the next day they come and they find their avatars that they drew the day before on their skins in the game.
Oh, like, yeah.
Holy crap, Joel rules.
They, like, blow their minds.
Just one thought.
So the Minecraft Diorama contest winners were announced.
Diorama.
What was that?
God. I farted because Diorama reminds me
of
diarrhea.
Taco Bell. What?
Taco Bell.
Taco Burgers. What up?
Low brow.
You
tonight.
Can get wings with that.
Low brow.
So, speaking of 57 Digital, we told you about the Minecraft Papercraft Diorama contest they were holding in association with Mojang. The results have been announced, and the lucky winner of an iPad Mini, Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition, and a $50 Jinx card is Benny Whitcomb.
Woo! Diarrhea.
So if you want to check out the winning entries at the Mojang blog post, we'll provide a link in the show notes, and there's you can see the rest of the contest submissions as well.
Everybody with me in the chat room. Diarrhea. And finally, mopping up after Notch back in 2010, Notch blogged about his worst code design decision in Minecraft, something to do with air blocks being defined as null. Go to his blog for the science.
Oh.
Well, 3 years on, Grum has been battling to fix this problem for the 1.7 release, and he's apparently sunk over 90 hours into the project so far. Yeah, right. Come on, Grum. Come on. Go on the money man, right? Come on. Okay, anyway, there's been no word as to why this change was considered necessary, but it seems like it must be pretty important for Grum to devote so much time to sorting it out. What do you think, Eric? Eric found a bat with an air block.
I did, yeah. You kill a bat, drops an air block, it goes in your inventory, and it has like this broken icon. But
really?
But it's an air block, and, and you can get like a stack of them.
Yeah. Can you place the air blocks?
No.
I've got a fix for the air block.
Or did I? I don't remember if I tried to stack them actually, like place them in the world. I don't even know if I did that. I was kind of freaked out that they even dropped and I picked it up. Anyway, what were you saying?
I was saying I've got the fix for the air block because I know when I have an air block.
Oh, God, here it comes.
Taco Bell. Geez. And the baby just pushes it on out. Bam! Bam! Burn! Go! Listener contribution.
Do you get an air block too, Notch?
Absolutely.
All right. So I guess we're going to move on.
Yeah.
Listener contributions,
Listener contributions.
That's right. Brought to you by Audible.
Audible.
Why read when you can listen?
Listen
to someone reading to you or acting out a play with sound effects and voice talent and awesome stuff like that. You can get a free trial if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. You're helping us out and you get a free trial, which gives you a free book. In fact, it's a full month. First book is free, and then after that, it's $14.95 a month. And man, they have a ton of books on there. It's the best thing to listen to when you're driving a long distance. Like, say you're coming to meet us at DWPP in just, 20 days, and you're driving all the way to Huntsville, you can listen to a book along the way.
Yeah.
Or say you're flying from Australia to Orlando, Florida to go to MineCon next month or in 2 months. You can listen to a book. And you're helping out the show. Everybody's happy. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft.
Okay, so this week the first one here is from Stud Muffin Sam.
Nice name.
Who says, hey, how's it going, guys? I wanted to ask if you would let a small YouTuber like me who has 4,300 subs on the show. I watched the... Why is this in here?
I guess it's that time. Maybe it's that time.
Love it to death. Thanks, y'all. Read this.
Okay, so
absolutely
it's,
not.
It's the time to fess up how people get on the show, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we tell this story about, every 20 episodes or so, because people, think that we're not prejudiced against smaller channels at all. We're not prejudiced against anybody. We like to have all kinds of people on, but we look for a couple of things. And Brent, correct me if I'm wrong here. We look for interest from the people who listen to the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We look for demonstrated ability to be entertaining.
That's a big one.
Okay. And then we look for potential new audiences, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and basically that's what it is. It's not that we care about always having big people on the show.
Look who we got this week.
I know.
What the hell am I doing here?
And we get this sort of thing all the time. We had one in a comment on a show last week that was like, why don't y'all ever have any girls on the show? Y'all are sexist.
Oh, you know what? If you were going to have girls on, you should have them on tonight.
We did.
What are you doing?
We did.
We did.
Oh, burn!
Oh, snap.
I'm just kidding.
Ultimately, obviously, it's up to Notch. So, Notch, are we going to have Stud Muff and Sam on the show? What do you think?
Absolutely not.
Whoa! Hey!
Notch said no.
Oh, man. That's harsh, man.
But yeah, no. Basically, it comes down to entertainment value. If you're entertaining, we'll have you on. If you're not entertaining and have a crap load of subs, then we may have you on. So there is a ratio there of entertainment towards subs. I mean,
hey,
now we had Basher on, and that guy is boring. That guy, nobody.
He's so quiet. He never says anything.
But I mean, we've had people on that had under probably 1,000 subs. I think Minecraft Chick maybe even had under 1,000 subs the first time she was on.
Yeah, she might have just had a couple hundred.
Well, in fairness, I think the I've been on this show 3 times, I want to say. And the first time I had sub 10K.
Yeah.
The second time was just kind of it was a post-POC thing, and I was only in for a couple minutes, but I still only had 10K or so. So here I am back at almost 100K.
And now you passed us big time.
Yeah. See what we can do for your channels?
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come and hang out with us. Ashley Marie, who was female and was on about, 10 episodes ago?
Yeah, about that.
She's blowing up. She's been getting all kinds of attention on her channel.
Yeah.
So some people we help, and then there's people like Basher. He shows how boring he is on the show.
Yeah,
we
just can't do anything with
that guy.
Yeah,
and his subs, tank. I mean, I think he's down to, 2K?
Yeah, something like that. It's big unsub fest. Yeah. And I see somebody who's upset in the chat room. You know we're joking, right?
Somebody's upset?
Are we joking,
yeah,
Notch?
Upsetting folks.
Absolutely.
Oh. See?
But also, it helps if you know us. Yeah. It helps if you're if we can reach you.
Yeah.
It helps if you are like close to another YouTuber that has been on the show, so that we have like a personal like reference.
Yeah. Because part of it is there's a lot of people that do Minecraft videos out there.
Yeah.
There's tons. More people than we could ever get on this show.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Even when we do it to 1,000 episodes. There's more YouTubers than that. And the fact is if we don't find you or someone that we know finds you and says, hey, you should get them on the show, then we can't do anything. Let your fans know. If you want to be on the Shaft, let your fans know. Hey, tweet to the Shaft. Let them know that you want me on the Shaft. Mm-hmm. That's how Martin got on the show, in the Little Wood.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
At the time, we didn't really know him. We hadn't seen any of his videos. And all of a sudden, we got this ton of tweets that
big
said,
flood.
Hey, yeah. You need to get in the Little Wood. And it wasn't that got him on the show. We went and looked at his stuff. It's basically opening a door, right? And this is something you're going to have to learn in life, really, like getting a job. This is all, it's the same thing. You got to get a foot in the door. So you just did with this, and I'm sure we'll go look at your channel now. Doesn't mean you're going to get on the show.
Yeah, it's almost like personality is like 80%, no matter what your talent is, you know?
But, and sorry, I didn't mean to like sound like I was dissing on Astra for putting this in here. I mean, the fact is, I get this, I can't tell you, like,
at least once a week.
No, like 10 times a week I get a question or a tweet or something like this, and I go look, and I half the time they haven't done a video in like weeks or months. Half the time the audio's no good.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like, and like, don't tweet to me trying to get on the show if you don't have your stuff in order.
Yeah, you're hard working and you're really wanting to promote and you have an audience, then we'd be stupid not to want you on the show.
Yeah.
Like, look at Blame here. He put up 6 videos today. Good Lord.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad we got through that. Maybe I won't get tweets this week, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that's cute.
The next one here is from Teal for the Win. Hey, guys, I heard a lot about the right ear headphone issue, and I must say it happens to me, too. I'm running on an iPod Touch 4th Gen, so it's not an Android issue. Even though it's a bit annoying, I still thank you so much for making the podcast. I mow several lawns, and I don't think I could make it without the Shaft.
So I'm glad you brought this up again, because I saw a new tweet today, too, at Dead Workers, saying that they get the so basically, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's an epidemic happening. People can only hear the show in the right ear. Oh my God, what's going on? So, this happens with the Galaxy S4 and another one. I'll have to look again, but he tweeted me. It was very specific. Now, kind of what I want to do is I want to ask, what app are you playing it with? And what app are you using to download this stuff? Because I have a friend with an S4, and I will do this test on his phone and see if I can reproduce this thing and then play with my render settings and see if I can actually fix this. So if you do tweet to us, let us know what app you're downloading, what app you're playing with. Those two things I think are important.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the bottom of this.
And
I know
maybe it's streaming. Like, could be someone's listening to it off the website, that it's streaming off the player, the Flash player.
Yeah, that's true.
And that
right?
could be causing an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of things. So, yeah, give them as much information as you can about the situation you listen to it in.
It's like a debug, like a support ticket, right?
But
like,
I listen to our podcast on my Android, and I don't have any problems. And you guys listen to them on the iPhones?
Yeah, iPhones. No problem there.
What? Hey, Blaine, what do you listen to our podcast on? That face. You gotta love that face.
I listen to it on all the medias. And simultaneously. Wow. I have my computer playing it. My laptop is playing it. I somehow rigged my TV and my kitchen sink to also play them. So all the things all the time.
That's awesome.
So are they all in stereo?
They're all working, right?
Yeah, they're like synchronized. They're good.
Oh, okay.
They're good.
So, all right. Thanks, Teal, for the win. We'll figure this out one day. One day. It's an ongoing thing.
Okay, from Lego Clone, good gravy. I just realized I have spent more than 200 hours of my life listening to The Shaft. What I'm doing with my life, I have no clue. Keep up the great work, guys.
Now, keep in mind that listening to The Shaft takes about half the time it takes to make The Shaft. So, yeah, you wonder what you're doing with your life?
So,
that's adorable.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea. Is this a good idea? Is it, Notch, is it a good idea to listen to 200 hours of The Shaft?
Worst idea ever.
All right, so maybe it's not a great idea. What do you think? Especially if it's only one ear. If it's your right ear, left ear gets a little lonely.
That's true. That cuts it in half. That's only 100 hours if you're only listening to one ear.
Yeah.
And then if you can on the... I think you can do it on Audible on their app. So I assume you could do this on like the iPhone or something. Speed it up just a little bit.
Oh,
the playback speed.
Yeah.
So get through it faster.
You're like little chipmunks.
But play it at like 3 or 4 times speed.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that far. But like Audible, like you can set it just a C hair up a little bit. So it doesn't really mess up the audio, but you do save, you know.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Without being all chipmunky sounding.
Isn't that contributions?
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the next one is. So.
Is that from Wes
so
Wilson?
So from Pokedial.
I don't. What is this?
This one from Wes Wilson. All of us should have a Yo Mama face-off right now.
What?
I don't even understand.
Don't
what
you remember
is.
The whole Yo Mama jokes thing? Yo Mama's so fat when she sits around the house. She sits around the house.
Yeah.
So your really mama's so fat.
Take it back.
She thinks gravy's a beverage.
So you actually sent this in to the forum?
No, I have no idea. But this
I think it's
from
a different Wes.
It
Wilson.
Is. It's got to be. They faked it.
Your Wes. Your mom is so lame. She plays Hebo in Assault.
Your mom is so lame, she listens to The Shaft.
Oh, God.
See? Oh, man. Yeah.
Your mama got an arrow in both knees.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. Yeah. All right, next.
So next, we got something from Pokedial25. Hi, guys. You should have scheduled weekly times that you play with people in the Shaftlands. Yes, we should. As I would love to play with you guys. What do you think? I think that would be a great idea. If you think you can figure out a way to get us into the same area at the same time for, you know, multiple times a week, I salute you. We have a hard enough time doing it to film stuff.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Just a quick throw out there. Not every Thursday, but I try to do this every Thursday, where I have a special world on my fan server, and it's only available during my live stream. And I do a whole building with blame thing, and I let a whole bunch of people on the server, and we go and we build a keep I think last week we did like a desert town and stuff like that. So it's really fun to be able to do that. Except one thing of advice: if someone is streaming, please don't do this. Like, don't get up in the camera so all I can see. Because the people watching the stream, they don't want to watch. They don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Yeah. Anyways.
Do y'all do Yo Mama jokes, too? Is that big
no
on,
one does
on
that
the
anymore.
Blame stream?
Your mama's so dumb. They said it was chilly outside and she got a spoon.
I like that one, actually.
Your mama's so fat she ate the cake and told you it was a lie.
Hey.
There you go.
Okay, that's it. That beautiful beam.
Let's
button.
Do it.
Excavation Station.
All right, it's that time again where we discuss your awesome and not so awesome ideas for Minecraft features to be included in the game.
This first one here, submitted by Lord Siron. The game needs a disenchantment table using several levels. It would remove all of the enchants from an item and randomly put one of them onto a book. This can help avoiding having a stockpile of otherwise useless tools. What do you think about that, Blaine? A disenchantment table.
Well, I mean,
table.
What you can, I mean, you can already kind of do that, but it doesn't save the enchant. You, if I'm not mistaken, you can take, like, for example, a diamond sword and like another diamond sword that have been damaged or whatever. You combine them in a normal craft table, and it will slightly repair it, but it will take off the enchant, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, I know you can do that like with equipment and armor, because I have done that. Like you can, like when I use a zombie grinder or something like that, and they drop like a leather helmet of whatever Aqua Affinity or something, you take a normal leather helmet and you combine them, then it gets rid of the enchantment. So you could probably do that. I mean, I don't know.
There's a solution.
It's an option.
True.
Option.
So what do you think about that, Notch?
Sure, I kind of like that.
Okay.
Alright.
Well, there you have it.
Secret Notch money.
Okay.
Notch is obviously always smarter than I am.
You never know what he's going to like and not like, actually.
That's true.
It's crazy.
So our next one is from Space Boot 1.
Space
Boot 1.
That's what it says, Space Boot.
Booty.
He wants enchanted doors. And I know how much the group here loves extra enchanted things.
Yeah, right.
I love this idea.
I think we should be able to enchant doors in Minecraft. Examples, set zombies on fire if they approach a door that has fire aspect on it.
Oh.
So basically you charge the door with fire. Knock zombies away from the door with some knockback. Damage zombies near the door with thorns. Or make a door last longer against zombie bashing. Protection.
You know, there is a way of doing that. Already, it's called metal doors.
Yeah, nice.
Although, actually, there is a trick that I use a lot with even wooden doors. Is rather than placing it normal, you place it on the side, so that way then you close the door, but technically you're opening the door according to the game. So zombies will come up to the door and they think that it's open, so they try to path in, but because the door is actually blocking the path, they can't get in. What? So it's an interesting little trick. That I don't know if that was too confusing.
No, that's cool. Mm.
Yeah. So what you do is like rather like if you're facing the doorway, knock out the block on the left of it, and then go into that block and turn perpendicular, then place the door, then replace the block, and now the door is technically closed, and when you open it, it will actually close. I don't know. So it works.
So,
it works.
So it's a logic
exploit,
I guess.
Yep.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So what you're saying is no reason to enchant doors. Enchanting doors. Let's just enchant our world. Maybe you don't even have to play.
Sounds,
you can just
it put sounds
in
like
a
Disney commercial.
Enchant our world. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of like it, but I don't like the enchantment idea. I like different doors do different things. Not one door does whatever you want it to do by enchantments. I say, like, what about, like, an obsidian door or a door made from cactus, right? It has spikes on it, so it's obviously going to be a thorn door. It's going to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe you could do something with redstone and make a door that swipes open whenever anybody touches it. And so, like, it knocks the people away.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, you get the knot back with some kind of redstone trick.
Like, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. and it always does because it's redstone.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Make a lava door.
You know how much I love enchantment things. It seems like people are more and more just not wanting to play the game. They're wanting to find ways to enchant stuff
to do special things.
So they log in and everything's in a bowl for them to make new crap that does more crap that they don't have to do. It's like, go play Cookie Clicker. You know, just enchant the world and click on a zombie's face.
Yeah, yep. Granny the cookies and cookies.
And initiate the grandmopocalypse.
So the next one here is from Chicky Master.
Family.
I would like Minecraft to let the villagers like you and maybe marry you. And if you are too young for that, I am. You can have parents. Do they make you do your homework?
Or you could just have your parents play with you.
Yeah, I mean, your family's who you play with, right?
So, I don't know. I think you're better off finding people, other players to associate with and stuff.
Yeah, to love you. Yeah.
I don't Maybe know not that like, much, but
it's kind of like, I don't know. It kind of gets into this realm where, like, if a villager loves you and marries you and you're like a little kid, it's kind of weird. I don't know. It's not, it's like a dating simulator kind of thing at that point.
E-Minecraft.
It's what?
E-Minecraft. Do you guys remember that? No, you probably don't.
No.
I made the E-Minecraft videos. If you go to YouTube or Google or whatever, just search E-Minecraft. It's a parody of the E-Harmony stuff. It actually got retweeted by the official E-Harmony Twitter account.
That's awesome.
Was this before after the villagers go?
Oh, this was like ancient. This was like a year or more ago. I still to this day have people contacting me saying, you know, I'd like to sign up for E-Minecraft, and I'm like, it's not real. It's not a real dating service.
$50 a month, and then make some fake villagers that like send some email that says, "Hey, I'm hot for you," and give them photos. I think you could work out here. I think the shaft and Blame the Controller need to hook up with E-Minecraft here.
Okay, so this next one is from SRJ26. I think we're digging really deep here. SMP server list edition. The server list should show the current time of day for each server on the list.
I like that.
I think that's logical. It's very common for players to need to log off of a busy SMP server to wait out the night if they're on in the wilds and can't find shelter. Being able to see the time of day would make it much easier to know when you can safely log back on and continue with whatever you were doing during daylight hours.
That would only work for straight vanilla, because servers like mine, for example, have multiverse and there are several different worlds on it. So there'd be no way for it to. It would. I mean, that could happen, but it would have to be for basically like straight vanilla servers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it had to do like
Single world servers, basically.
That's good. I mean, it's not exciting and awesome, but like I see it being implemented and being useful. I don't know, Notch, your input.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's do it then. Crack open the code. Let's do it now. You know Java, Wes?
Sure, I can pretend.
I mean, Notch could do it, but he's tied up under the...
I know Java on my resume. My resume says I know Java.
Yeah, it must be true. Mine says I have a PhD in everything. So
this next one is from Pokedial 25. Wait, Pokedial 25? Pokedial 25 was the one who sent in the one about the Shaftlands earlier. He's been busy on the old submit form.
Yeah.
You should be able to craft dispensers in a minecart that would fire when it goes over detector rail and nothing else. This would make for a cool tool in adventure maps and PvP. I agree.
Yeah.
A dispenser cart should dispense when it goes over an activator rail. Absolutely. Without question.
Yeah, totally. Intuitive. Makes sense. Not confusing. It's not an enchantment, Brent.
Thank God.
I think this is.
I want to enchant mine carts so that they can go faster on rails. So, Blame, what's the one thing that's missing from Minecraft that you've always wanted to be here, there,
everywhere, even in your underwear?
You know, for a while, I wanted a block. Well, I wanted some of the stuff. Like, for example, the ability to play sounds in game, and they added that with resource packs. I wanted other functions that have been already added with the summon ability, and I did want something which was a transparent, pushable, non-collision block. And the point for that, and it sounds complicated, but the point for that was to make more interesting piston-related redstone contraptions and stuff to kind of replace the old Block 36 dealios or the invisible stairs. But with all the set block stuff, pretty, I mean, at this point, you can almost do anything you want as an adventure, as a custom map maker. And really, I don't know what else I could. Well, actually, you know what? I know what I want. I would like for the ability to change whatever the certificates are trading in game as a custom map maker. But as far as like what would I like to see in the game as a vanilla, I would probably like to see more places to visit. Like, for example, if you go to a desert biome, you can get the temples, and same thing with jungle. But if you go to like a snow biome, there's nothing there. If you go to ocean, there's lots and lots of nothing. So it would be, I mean, how cool would it be to go out into the ocean where normally there's nothing there, and you look down and you see a little bit of glowstone, and there's like, you know, an underwater kind of temple thing, like an Atlantis kind of deal. So I mean, if they want you know, if they need help building that stuff, I happen to know a build team that could, you know, make it for them.
Well, then I don't know if you've seen Blue Vanilla, but that's something that SRJ26 does. It basically does that. It as your world gets built out, it'll put things in it into a vanilla world, so you'll come into like a pirate ship or
that's
some cool stuff. So if you ever want to check that out, Blue Vanilla. So those are some good ideas. What does Notch think of all of his ideas? What's up into one? I didn't hear.
Worst idea ever.
Whoa, you just never know, man. With this guy. God, Notch.
Hey, Notch, what do you think about Taco Bell Baby?
A few months ago, Notch, all his ideas kind of lined up with Brent's. Yeah. And now all of a sudden it's just this random.
Yeah, he's moody sometimes. You know. Yeah.
So what does he think about?
Throw some crackers down there sometimes.
Taco Bell babies,
huh? Oh,
sure. I kind of like that.
Oh, he likes Taco Bell babies.
It's weird. It's awesome.
All right, we love you, Notch.
So okay, let's move on here.
All right, let's do that thing.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my God. It's so intense.
Wow.
You know what else is intense?
What?
Camping. It's intense.
Camping?
No!
Yeah, it's intense.
No!
Like spawn camping?
Two teepees.
What's happening?
Tents, like camping tents.
So
like,
are verbs.
Set up. With...
Verbs are intense.
Okay, so this first one here is a link.
Oh, I get it now. I understand. It's funny.
This was submitted by Bob Mills.
Look, I got him. I broke Afro. I broke him. He liked my English joke.
We have a guest in the studio. He got us snuck in here. He's hanging out with Notch.
He heard the Yo Mama jokes and he ran in.
No. You're just finally laughing at those?
So the first one here is a link from, this was submitted by Bob Mills, the Bob Mills. Called Ask the Enderman, and this is possibly the best Minecraft-related site ever. The Endermen of Minecraft have been taking fans' questions, and their answers are beautifully illustrated and animated by their scribe. No, not Astrogrolly. He can't draw for turds.
This is so good. I was so addicted to this. There's pages and pages of these. It's very creative. It is so addicting just to look at these. I mean, I kept looking and looking. I'm like, it's really late. I need to go to sleep. It's good.
Is it better than text messages from my dog?
I don't think I've seen that.
What?
Does it have anything to do with Minecraft?
No.
Okay.
But it's
see the realm we're working
very
in
good.
Here. Yeah.
Just go to this link and
so
look.
We're so good at staying in that realm.
Well, this is, some of us aren't.
And this, of course, is in the show notes. But if you're listening to this right now, just do a search for Ask the Enderman. Just look at the first one. You'll probably get hooked. It's so good. So good.
Yeah, the next one is a video called Kid Snippets Minecraft. This was imagined by kids. It's about 3 minutes. Board Shorts TV interviewed a couple of young kids about Minecraft, and the resulting discussion was lip-synced, acted out, leading to a charmingly funny exchange. So check that out.
Yeah, adults acting out kids' conversations.
So next, we've got a Minecraft library, which scores big. This article is over on the Digital Shift Highlight and is the work of Elizabeth Grohoski, who used Minecraft to recreate the Mattituck Laurel Library in Mattituck, New York. This virtual library features a wide range of activities, including an in-game scavenger hunt to find books that would be in the real library.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yes. Using Minecraft for cool things. I fully support this.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Notch. Glad you got my back.
And last is a video, a grappling hook in Minecraft. Do you think that Seth Link could stop being awesome for a while? No. So it's just not possible, right?
No.
He has made a deal with the devil. You might be laughing now, but I'm being serious. There is no way that he can consistently come up with these like awesome ideas.
I know, right? That's right.
Yeah,
with the devil.
And this video is basically Seth showing us how he managed to simulate a grappling hook.
God, he's so awesome. So, stop being awesome, Seth Bling. You're making us look bad.
Great work.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And
do you hear something, Brent?
No, I was just going to say, do you have any videos you want to mention that are coming out this week? Like maybe 40 or 50 a day or something like that? What's your favorite that's coming out this week that people should go check out? The Shaft promo? Very cool. Put that in the show notes.
The Shaft promo. I should have a trailer for the new map coming out next weekish. I hope.
Good.
Nice.
Excellent.
This is the. I won't say it.
It's the Taco Bell map. Oops.
Yes.
Oops. Oh.
Sorry. Let it out.
So that should be coming out. And I think I don't know. I think that's like that. That's like the only like. Non-LP-ish thing that I'm putting out. Although, I mean, I'm playing Outlast right now, and I know, like, a lot of people, like, get scared, but I don't know, it doesn't frighten me. It's like, I kind of laugh at the stuff instead of getting scared, so I think that's kind of interesting to check out. But
What about, like, scary movies? Do they actually scare you?
No, I don't know. I don't...
Well, you know,
how do I say this without I don't get scared. Like,
how about,
I don't
how about a haunted house though, where they're like chasing you around?
I get no.
Those
like it,
scare
that
me.
Stuff it doesn't like movies, TV,
really?
Even a lot of like real life situations, like it doesn't scare me.
What about like if you're in jail and
what about Blair Witch?
Yeah.
No, like I mean Blair it's Witch. You can startle me if you pop something up and go blah. Then yeah, it'll startle me or make me jump, but like to scare me, I don't know. I don't really. Nothing really scares me. I don't know. Like
how about like if the IRS were to audit you for all your YouTube work right now?
I wouldn't be scared. They would probably owe me a refund or something.
What about Jersey Shore?
I don't know. That's
no. Jersey Shore.
Okay, start knocking and stuff. Who is it?
Who is it? Come in.
Housekeeping.
Oh, yeah,
is it a dude?
Brent's so excited. I thought I'd do housekeeping.
Is it a dude now?
Yeah, it's Brent. Well, Brent.
He still
Brent,
looks like a
Brent
girl.
Scared away the other lady. She was Mexican and she was nice. And Brent's like, go away.
She had a beard last week. It was weird.
It's weird.
Well, I think it was a girl.
So because she's Mexican, I scared her away.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She doesn't like Taco Bell babies?
No.
Do we get some tacos for her?
She doesn't
want
to clean your toilet anymore, Brent. That's all there is to it.
I wouldn't want to clean my toilet either.
150 episodes, and she is done cleaning.
She's out. She's out.
She's out of mints.
You're welcome.
She didn't want to come back because of Brent.
Okay, so she was trying to put the mints places that mints should not go, no matter how smelly it is.
She tried to put some poo-pourri in the toilet, and it didn't do any good.
Anyway, so October 11th to the 13th, Dead Workers Party, big old land party. We got about 20-something folks already signed up, and they make their way all the way from Canada, some places, all the way from Southside Huntsville.
South America.
All over the
from
place.
From Chile? From Cuba?
I don't know if that far.
Yeah, I don't think that's really happening.
Taiwan?
I don't think
if
that's happening.
If we get Bebop to come, we can say from Germany
all the way from Texas. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's only a 10-hour drive now.
But there are people coming, and we are going to have a good time. We're going to play games. We're going to play board games. We're going to play computer games. We're going to play all
gonna
kinds
play,
of stuff.
We're going to play patty cake.
We are. No,
tournament style patty
no,
cake.
No. Oh, no. We'll probably play some Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah. That's always
we'll
fun.
We'll probably do some of that. There'll be some alcohol around. We'll probably hang out, drink a little, have a good time.
Drink a little more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
it's going to be great. It's going to be fun time.
Fun.
And we're doing a live show, of course, you know.
Live show. We'll have...
We should have
A New Hope.
A New Hope,
the
yes.
The Minecraft version.
Paradise Decay. He has done his... hopefully he's done by, you know, in time, right?
But we'll watch what he's got.
The Star Wars recreation of the entire movie done in Minecraft. And that's going to be awesome. Shot by shot, the whole movie.
Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun. So just go to deadworkers.eventbrite.com and register. It's absolutely free. But this way, we know you're coming, and you will have a spot at the LAN party table if you register.
Yes.
Also, come back next week for Crickin. Will be on. That's It's Crickin on YouTube. And then October 25th, that's after the DWPP, but right before Minecon, we'll have Goode on. That's Goode Boulder Fist on
he's
YouTube.
So
he's actually going to come down here. He's going to fly in that Friday.
Awesome.
Spend the day with us.
Yep.
Apparently he likes us more than Blame.
Yeah, Blame never flies down to be on the show.
So, Blame.
Yo.
We love you, man.
We totally do.
And I think we made it through the whole show without asking about Kingdom of the Sky 3.
Oh, I think they just ruined it.
It was in the chat room, though.
Really?
So, before we go on that though, like I wanted to know the like the PlayStation contest.
Yeah,
like, how do you enter? How do you do the thing?
Just go to Dead Workers Party on YouTube, and there's a video there.
Yeah,
and tonight's last night, so if you're listening to this next week, it's too late.
It's too late.
So go to youtube.com/deadworkersparty, hit video, so you see all our videos. There's one that says win a PlayStation 4, and it has a PlayStation 4. You can't miss it. It's easy to see on that page. So.
And so we were going to give it out tonight, but then it came kind of an issue of, well, we said today's the last day, so we want to do it till midnight. Also, we have to get all these names. There's almost 300 people that have signed up, and we've got to get every name into a randomizer to random.
Yes.
So anyway, we're giving to midnight tonight.
And we've got over 300 people. That's not bad odds.
Yeah.
And the additional thing is, it's for a PS4, but at the same time, it's for a gift certificate for it. So if you just want to spend the money in another way, you can.
So is it just money?
It's an Amazon gift card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you could buy like a lawnmower instead.
Yeah.
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 Technically.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... So, yeah. So, tonight, like right now, is the last night for it. And Blame has successfully dodged the question about Kingdom of the Sky 3. And we'd like to give him a big congratulations. Woo! Good job.
As far as Kingdom of the Sky 3 goes, it's a big map. it's the biggest adventure map ever made, and it's gonna take a while. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff that they just added.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try to try to get a lot of that stuff in, but the issue is that we're out of time, and
we
need more people for the team. BlameTheController.com. Apply to be a builder.
When people ask you, just say, well, you know, it's like when you go to Taco Bell and you're just start there and people stop asking, I guarantee it.
No. We love you, Blame. See you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network, the shaft that likes to say, Yes.